A relationship truly only works when a woman settles for a man that she considers mid.
That would be, of course, mid-women settling for mid-men.
I used to talk so much about girls who settled, and now I hope to become one.
She used to reach out of her league, and now she is aging, so she hopes to grab somebody on the way down.
Because when a woman does the opposite and falls in real love with someone she's attracted to and who's at her level, it's a disaster.
Here's where she gets confused. Attracted to and at her level are not the same thing unless you're up here. It's a disaster because you're going out of your league and he doesn't really want you.
That's when the power dynamic and balance gets thrown off kilter because the man doesn't hold her on a pedestal.
Yes, we all know that putting her on a pedestal is the best way to get what you want. Women love men who are below them.
So she never has the upper hand.
Exactly, because this is what you do when you have the upper hand.
And that makes her feel crazy, DeLulu, out of control.
Yes, Michael Sartain told me yesterday that's called dread. I was on his podcast. I'm going places.
Because what we're supposed to do as women is just like being receptive.
So now she's mocking the idea of respecting the man that she chose, which is a pretty good idea as long as he treats you well.
Like, allow him to pursue us and chase us, like, even in a long-term relationship. If you're with a man you're not even really that attracted to, you're gonna do that naturally because you don't give a f.
So if you're with a guy on your level, he's gonna be chasing you all the time because you're not really attracted to him.
Do that
Look how
naturally
mad
because
she
you don't
is.
give a f. But if you're in love, you give so many f.
Yes, if you're in love, then you definitely do give a lot of those.
These couples you know that have made it work and are together in our modern society have followed this formula.
Remember, she's saying nothing wrong. She is spot on about how to solve the problem. It's just from the female perspective.
Nice guy who the woman isn't attracted to and who she never considered being with finally wore her the f down until she said, ugh. Fine, I guess. Because the attractive ones are putting me into a crazy, anxious cycle. And now that woman is bored and sexually unfulfilled, but she's secure. At least she has that emotional security, the most important element for a woman to have to ensure success in a romantic partnership.
If you listen to women, they will tell you everything that I tell you. All these women are only attracted to these men. And so these women have to choose between being used and discarded or being sexually unfulfilled. There's the fun choice and the smart choice, and there's nothing anyone can do about it because there's not enough of these men to go around. This is one of the main points that I'm making. Women here need to stop believing that they are here because these guys are not going to marry you. They're going to put you here, and then you're going to be sad. And when you come to these guys later in life, they're gonna say, "Well, where the hell have you been for the last 20 years?" And then everyone's sad. Again, this woman has the right idea. The only thing she said wrong was that these guys were on her level. Your level is the guys who will put you on the pedestal.